One of the most common questions I get in my inbox is, Divas, how can I find my purpose in life? And to tell them and tell you the secret, finding the purpose of life is not a destination. It is a continuous process, a continuous journey. When I was in school, the people around me influenced me, forced me to pursue engineering. I had no clue about my interests, but I kept on pursuing them. Then in college, I tried my hands at dramatics and anchoring, and also created music and songs. Then my corporate job, I tried to do my job, but I realized that I was not good at it. Somewhere I knew I would never be able to become a good engineer. Then I stumbled upon training. I love helping people in improving their speaking skills. I saw how my training sessions were helping people to come out of their comfort zone, speak without fear, and be able to express themselves. That was the moment when I realized that I have found my purpose. I wanted to create solutions for my mentees and create a better life for every person I meet. Yes, this is my purpose for now. And if you want to know how you can find your purpose in life, you are at the right spot. Welcome to your weekly detox session. In this podcast, I, Devas, will share my thoughts, that is detox to detoxify your life. I'm going to throw light on thought-provoking questions that surround us. You and I together will be discovering answers to questions related to life, career, growth, productivity, and anything that crosses my mind. So let's get going. In today's episode, I'll tell you some actionable points through which you can find your purpose in life. The sense of purpose is related to having a growth mentality. You can find your purpose and commit to following it by constantly improving and evolving as a person. Having a growth mentality enables you to embrace challenges as opportunities. Persevere despite failure and accept feedback and constructive criticism. When I was trying to make a career in the training field, I used to accept criticism with an open mindset and try to improve myself. Even while creating a personal brand, I would try to incorporate any constructive criticism I would receive and try to bring a positive change. Having the attitude that I know everything and I'm good at everything will never let you grow in life. It will always stop you from trying new things and you will not be able to identify the true purpose of your life. Another thing that helped me find my purpose was creating a vision board. I've also shared in my previous episodes how I stuck a picture of my dream car on the vision board and how I was able to achieve this dream as well. Look for any pictures, photos, drawings, or images that inspire you, that make you go, yes, I'd like more of that in my life. Cut it and paste it. Also keep this vision board in front of your eyes so that you're always reminded to work towards it. One more thing that can help you find your purpose in life is pursuing your hobbies or interests. When I was doing my corporate job, I liked the way the corporate trainers used to come and conduct training sessions. That was the moment I realized that even I wanted to do something like this. So to pursue my interests, I started taking up freelance training gigs. Not just that, but to discover my interest in speaking. I also pushed myself out of my comfort zone. I participated in the Toastmasters event and dared to speak in front of next season speakers. Not only the competition, but also the purpose of my life to help people become better communicators. On the other hand, just considering what you genuinely enjoy doing will help you in discovering your mission. Do you like playing an instrument? You could consider becoming a musician. Is it genuinely enjoyable for you to analyze data? That ability could be a significant resource for a variety of organizations. Take into account the abilities, hobbies, and skills you possess. Then consider how you may translate your passion into worthwhile work for you. Also, invest time into self-care. Self-care can take many different forms, and only you can define what that means for you. Maybe you enjoy taking a walk in the woods, practicing deep breathing or writing about your challenging feelings in a notebook. But why is self-care so crucial? Because our minds are most creative when they are comfortable. When you compete with yourself, you cannot accomplish anything or be of service to others. Have you ever noticed that when you are in the shower, you have some of the best ideas? That's because when we let ideas come to us naturally rather than forcing them, our minds are more open and sensitive to them. When our thoughts are relaxed, we naturally think in creative ways. Additionally, it might help you discover your calling. So do these things regularly, and I hope you will be able to find your purpose in life. But before you leave this podcast, I want to tell you some pointers. First, you need to realize that finding your purpose will take time. It will not happen one fine day. It is a continuous process. Plus, the more you progress in life, your purpose might also change. After all, we are human beings and we might go through changes. Also, it's okay if you have not figured out your purpose yet. No need to pressurize yourself. As I said, it's a journey and not a destination. With this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope you liked today's session. If yes, then don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can also connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Till then, stay awesome, stay productive.